Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Samuel Borello, Edison Potter, Jebediah G. Schmidt, David Cothron, Juliana, Amalia, Jessica Salter, Ellie Smith, Adrian Clark, Mara Wilson, Kaylee Albright, Sarah Harrison, Manda McElroy, Malin, Christian Dokken, K.S., Bert, Alex May, Mike Massia, Jessica Grace. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Special thanks to Marcella Garcia. May your creditors never catch up with you.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma. Remember, turn your reactive thoughts into reflective thoughts. Let "he's trying to kill me" become "he's trying to help me."
He's trying to help me.
Keep yourself from engaging in unhelpful anger. Try to strive for empathy and grace.
Empathy and grace.
I will send you an invoice after this session.
Invoice after session.
What's that on the horizon? It's time for sales! Oh. Who's that man over there? It's the king of sales! And I feel that he has the power to take us on a journey that never fails. La 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 la. Dancing girls and dancing
Trexel,
boys.
Trexel.
Dancing with their dancing toys. Trexel. Because sales is on and sales is high.
We don't have time for
it
a full
is time
number.
For salesy time. And sales will win the sales ding. And the thing will swim in the lake of thing. And the time is happening
Trexel.
Now. Sales time.
Even longer than feared.
David, it's sales time.
Yes, it's time for sales.
Welcome to the sales quadrant. Trexel, sales Geistman presiding.
Okay.
Don't you feel it in the air, David? Don't you feel it in your bones? This is the true art. None of that design consultation waffle. This is sales, pure commerce, coursing, flowing out of my hands and eyes.
Please clean any excess commerce from the floors before departure.
Right, well, it feels so very different.
And you!
Because a brief dropped about 7 hours ago.
Oh. What time is it?
Roughly 20 minutes before the shift ends, give or take.
You know what? I left the Astral Bar well early. Really early. Like, super early.
Mm-hmm. And when was that?
I couldn't possibly say. I'm going to say that it was an amount of time.
Ah. Well, there is still a brief that we need to read. So shall I get the brief? Is that salesy enough? Shall we?
It's part of sales, David. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Because you... Mm-hmm. are an inductee into the Trexel Geistman 10 Steps to Ultimate Sales Domination Program! Congratulations.
Right.
Now, the uniforms are intensely expensive, but you will have to order them in order to induct yourself into the course.
I'm pretty sure I need to use...
Here is a catalogue.
No, I need to wear this...
It is not written on a napkin.
Okay, I am a Stella Firma employee and have to wear the mandated Stella Firma uniform, otherwise gun walls!
Hooray for gun walls!
Okay, well, what about if I was to draw with a pen on your forehead?
We don't have to... What are you going to draw?
Okay,
no, I didn't... No, I want to know what... Stop
what? I'm just going to write property of Trexel Geist.
No!
What?
Well, I'm not!
Well, I'm... Okay, fine. What about property of Stella Firma, brackets, but really Trexel, though?
Watch it, Buster.
Nope, that's still not... No!
Look, okay, fine. If you're not going to... come along with me in this and properly induct yourself into the sales program, then maybe you don't want to be a sales professional. Maybe there's that. Maybe I'll just abandon you to your fate.
My fate of not getting a brief done?
Your fate of not getting anything done, walking into that sales room, making a fool of yourself in front of the client, and then being recycled. Is that what you want, David? Is that what you want?
No.
What's your option?
You draw my forehead.
Okay, let's... Okay. Dokey. Now, I might have spelled my name wrong, but you know what? Who else is going to see? Well, me and the client. But that's not important. They don't know how my name is spelt. Wait, do I know how my name is spelt? Hang on, I'm just going to write it down. Gonna write it down again. Let's try that a third time. I've spelt it three different ways, David, and no one can say which is right. Oh well, doesn't matter then. So, welcome. Welcome to the fold.
Yes.
Now unfold that piece of paper, because it was a piece of paper. And what does it say inside? It says success. Now, take that piece of paper, crunch it up into a ball.
Okay.
Now eat that piece of paper.
I knew that.
Eat this piece of paper. Eat the piece of paper. Now chew it down. Swallow.
Why do you taste
that? Just eat the paper. That paper was made out of my discarded skin.
Ah!
Now you have a little piece of me inside of you, which will be a seed, a kernel of sales professionalism.
Biohazard detected. Security alerted.
Right, this is really
Now it's time to begin.
Okay.
But before we get started, take this hat.
Right, this is small... Fez.
Put the hat on. Okay. What, you're just going to do what you're told?
What?
Lesson one!
No!
Don't do what you're told! Now take the hat off.
No.
David, take off the hat.
No.
David, we can't continue unless you take the hat off.
No!
Well, in that case, we can just sit here in silence.
Got about 15 minutes left.
Sorry?
About 15 minutes left.
Oh, sorry, I thought I could hear somebody who wanted to learn about sales, but apparently they wouldn't take the hat off, so...
Fine.
Lesson one failed again, David! Don't do what you're told!
Ah!
Now, luckily, that's not the real lesson one.
What?
The real lesson one is determination.
Right.
Now, get the brief and we'll get right into it.
Oh, right into it. Oh,
right
nice.
Into it, David.
Split.
There's no time to waste.
Right. Fine. Brief.
Initiating.
The client is Kalia Talat, going by she, her. She needs a planet built. I need a shrine to the Mouse King, Mikolas. I would like it to have at least 4 deathly trials. And a Ferris wheel for the winners. Well, telling us about her likes and dislikes. The almighty Mouse King, Mikolas, and mixed martial arts. Not really any specification of like which one is.
Oh, we'll get into it.
And if she was an animal, what would she be? A mouse, so that I could be a mouse concubine to the Mouse King.
Hang on, are they a mouse already? Is she a mouse already, or is she? What is she if she wants to be a mouse?
Not a mouse, I guess.
No, not a mouse. Okay, fine. Not a mouse. Fine. Well, that's specific.
What is her greatest strength? Her unmatched loyalty to the Almighty. Which I'm going to assume is Mikolas.
Could be.
And what is her greatest weakness? Nausea. She starts retching when she's nervous.
Ah, that's useful.
Right. So, determination is helping us in the following way.
Sorry, David.
Trexel?
You tried to lead this lesson.
No, I was...
Are you...
I'm asking...
Are you the teacher?
Are you the teacher?
Determination is leading us to success in this way. Determination is the key to successful sales. If you don't determine, you don't return in the dividends.
Right.
What does that mean in practice? Shouting.
What?
If you're not shouting, then it ain't happening. Because people respect a shouter. Now, I'm a shouter. David, I'm a shouter. And that has served me well over the years. Because... it's easy to ignore someone that's quiet. That's why I ignore most other people. But a shouter, you can't get away from them. Your eardrums are bleeding because they're yelling at you from an inch and a half away.
Right.
Oh, what's that they're saying? Through the blood, I can hear confidence. Determination equals shouting, and shouting equals confidence.
So your lesson is just we walk in there and shout at K. Callia Talent.
It's not as simple as that, David, of course. You've got to work out what you're shouting about. You can't just go, ah, 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 because people think that like, there's an airlock breach or something. You've got to be shouting words.
Right, so what words should we be shouting?
That's interesting. Let's dig into this planet that they're thinking of.
Okay.
So we need to be shouting at them in a way that makes them think that the planet we're offering them fits what they want. Now, what was that? The weaknesses. The weaknesses are important in this particular lesson.
Right, well, nausea. She starts retching when she's nervous.
Okay, so you can, with the method of shouting, really put someone on edge. And if that's a weakness that they have, if they're going to be like, oh, I'm being shouted at and I'm nervous because of all this confidence over there. In fact, I'm a little bit sick. People agree to things whilst they're trying not to vomit in public.
Okay.
So you've really got to browbeat them. So let's just take a scenario here. You are, let's say, the teacher of a school.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Okay.
And in that school is just rowdy pupils.
Okay.
Yes. Nervous rowdy pupils.
Oh, that okay.
Now come into the room and try and get them to be quiet.
Right, you horrible lot! Shut up and vomit on me!
You've been fired by the school board because you shouted at them and you insulted them. Now you've got to remember, David, shouting isn't insulting.
Okay.
They're different things.
Right.
The volume does not dictate the tone.
Okay.
Let me try.
Nervous.
I am Chexel Geisman, and I am Lord, and I am King.
I poke myself.
See? I didn't insult you. No one can write anything down into an accusing letter, and yet I've got their respect. I've got their attention. You see?
Roleplay Holovision terminated.
Yes.
So, that brings us on to the content. Content of those shouting.
Yes.
So they want a planet in which they can put people through trials?
So it needs to be a shrine to the Mouse King Mikolas.
Oh, it's a shrine. Trial shrine. Trial by shrine. Now, this is an excellent way of, you know, if you have a religion, and I don't, but if you do have a religion, maybe I should get a religion. Could I be a god?
Alert. Idolatry detected.
Oh! I am not a god. There is no power higher than the board.
Yes.
Imogen is the only god you need.
Okay, but if I was to be an enshrined person, below the board, but an enshrined person.
Theoretically, hypothetically.
Watch it, Buster.
Do you think people would give me stuff?
Just give you things.
Just give me things.
Without you asking for them?
Sure.
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
Well, because with religions, the sort of figures, the figureheads, are always asking for things, right? No one just turns up and goes, oh, do you happen to be a god? Here, have my shoes. They're very nice. No, what you do is you walk in and then somebody comes to you and says, my god says I need your shoes.
So it's like a hostage situation. I've got your eternal soul over here, and if you want it back, you've got to give me some harvest.
I think so.
I can do that. I've done that loads, just not in the context of being a god.
Okay, so
if you want to see your wallet again, give me what's in your wallet.
So we're going to be Callia Talat's god and demand a planet design.
Yes, exactly. David, you've got it. Now, what's more shouty than a god? We'll walk in there and we'll pretend to be
Mikolas.
We'll pretend to be Mikolas.
We're going to pretend to be Mikolas.
We're going to go in there and we're just like, we are Mikolas and you are building a shrine trial planet to us.
Yes.
And we shall dictate the terms, mortal, puny mortal.
All kinds of blasphemy detected. Security alerted.
Right, because I'm guessing this is sales, so we're going to try and upsell.
Yes.
Certain things. So maybe the Ferris wheel needs to be made of
gold.
No, platinum.
Oh, okay. Platinum.
Yes.
Rarer than gold?
Yes.
More dangerous than gold?
Yes.
Mined from the inside of a black hole?
Exactly. You just puddle in there with your little black hole mining thing. I don't know how they do it, but they do it, and
but
we have it.
They do it at enormous expense.
Exactly.
And that is the main thing. That's the upsell. David, I'm quite impressed, David.
Oh,
you're
thank
already
you.
Getting it. Now, this is, of course, due to my perfect 10-step program. We're one step in, and you're already improving, which means I am amazing. So,
well done, Trax.
We walk in there and we insist that we are their god. And we upsell them. What's that Ferris wheel made of? Gold? No, platinum. Even more. Great, expensive platinum.
Yes.
What else is there?
So they want deathly trials, and we have the Ferris wheel and the shrine.
Okay.
Like the actual shrine.
Okay, now these deathly trials, that's a lovely, broad brief. What's deathly to these people?
Yes.
Could be anything.
But
whatever it's going to be, it's going to be pricey.
Well, if they dislike, they either dislike the Mouse King Mikolas,
or mixed martial arts?
Or both, or neither.
Now, it would be a bit weird if you were building a shrine to your god in order to put people through trials in order to please your god if you didn't like them.
Doesn't necessarily say to please the god.
Good point. Maybe the god's a fearful, vengeful god.
Mm.
Ah, you don't like your god, but it's the god you've got.
Yes.
Sometimes you're just in a situation and whoever's in authority happens to be your god. And that's just life,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Sort of trapped in a spiritual room with said god.
Exactly.
Yes.
Who could relate?
Indeed.
Metaphysics detected. Security alerted.
So the trial is trial by god.
Right.
You've got a trial shrine.
Okay.
And the trial is the subject of the shrine.
Yes.
So we need to build a giant animatronic god mouse to fight the trial people.
Plutonium? Mouse?
Yes.
Guardians?
Plutonium mouse guardians. Yes. Yes. More than one. Because maybe this god has many aspects. You have the kindly mouse of health giving. And you have the vengeful mouse of war. And you have the wise old mouse who sold their right eye to a peddler man in order to gain wisdom.
Yes. And is that what we know about Mikolas?
I have no idea.
Right.
But guess what? You're not going to question a god. You're not going to walk into a shrine and be like, that's not my god, because guess what? That's our own god.
Okay.
And it will god you right into the floor.
Right, so we need to convince Kalia that this is the We are Mikolas.
We are Mikolas.
And this is our religion.
Yes.
So what are our tenets?
Right, okay. Now this has
got much broader, but let's go. Which aspect do I have to be? Can I wear a big hat? Can I be the war mouse?
We need to dress as giant mice.
Yes.
Okay, right. How are we going to get giant mouse costumes in the next 6 minutes so we can go in there and pretend to be giant mice?
I have bedclothes, right? Let's get the bedclothes.
Get the bedclothes.
Good. Okay. And there might be something in the toilet. Nope, there's nothing in the toilet. Right. So I'm just gonna put this round your head.
Okay, yep.
And then just like maybe, ooh, I could use a slurry as sort of a solder. That's just
okay.
Oh, there we go.
It's hot.
Okay.
Now give me a piece of paper and tear it in half, and those will be the front teeth.
Okay. Just let me.
Yeah. There we go.
Right. Okay.
Now, do I look like a convincing mouse god, David? Fear me! Fear me! Squeak!
Well, if we shout it loud enough, then yes!
Oh, David, I've just thought of something.
What?
We've only got one bedsheet and I'm wearing it. What are you gonna be?
Your clone assistant.
Well, you're just gonna be what you are. I'm going to be an all-powerful mouse god, and you're going to be my clone assistant that's oddly similar to the clones at Stella Firma.
Okay, a clone spiritual assistant.
David, you're just scrambling around now. That's nothing. Get this stuff off me! Can't believe you let me get swept up in your silly games, David. No, the sensible option is to claim that the mouse god can shapeshift into the form of the consultants you hired.
That's it. Okay,
yes.
Fine. So we need some tenets for this religion, and tenets which are going to sell a lot of things to Kalia Talat.
Tenet one.
Yes.
Spend!
Okay, right.
Our god is a profligate god, and it loves when you spend money unreasonably.
Great, but general, we need to give them sort of specifics. Let's have a look at the brief. So mixed martial arts, maybe, all kicking has to be done with golden shins.
Yes, yes, and you have to pay the kicking tithe.
Yes.
I want to kick, pay the kicking tithe. I want to stay alive, so I pay the big mouse god the kicking tithe, so I may live.
Yes, exactly that. Right, so kicking tithe. What else is here? Nauseous. Every time you feel nauseous...
Pay the nauseous tithe. I want to stay alive, so I pay the vomiting nauseous tithe. Yes, and it all just fits into the same rhyme scheme,
right,
David.
Right, okay. Right, and so they want to be a mouse concubine as well. So some sort of body transmogrification tithe.
Body transmogrification tithe. I transmogrify to stay alive, to become a mouse. A mouse of my god, because I've got this hot mouse bod.
That's a stretch.
Right, so we've got the tenets for the religion, but we need to do something about the planet. We need to...
David, don't worry. Yes, yes, if we have time and if we have something to do on that, sure, we can talk about the planet. But when you've got an idea this strong, when you're going to go to somebody and say, guess what, your religion is different from what you thought when you came in, and actually now it involves paying us a lot of money, you don't need to bother with the planet. This is sales, my friend. Loopholes, loopholes.
Right, and her greatest strength is her unmatched loyalty to the Almighty. So anytime she questions us, we just say, woo, woo, woo. You're not very loyal, are you?
Exactly. It's a foolproof system. It's a catch-22. I'm going to kill you.
Right. The knocking. The knocking on the door.
That means it's time, David.
Right.
That means it's time to step through and face your sales fears.
Okay, does anything go into a tube? There's anything going into a tube?
No, there's no tube anymore, David.
What?
We walk through that door with paper in hand, and we look a client in the eye, and we tell them that we are their new gods.
Right, shouting. Okay, shouting.
Now remember, what have you learned? What have you learned, David?
Shout. Shout, but don't insult.
Shout, but don't insult.
And we are her god now.
We are her god.
Right.
Now remember, you're the good god, I'm the bad god.
Okay.
Let's god this god.
God.
Ah! Callie Talent! Behold your new gods! You don't look like a mouse, but I'm gonna make you look like one!
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Laurie Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. And Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by David Devereaux and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.